Welcome to the first episode of Spitting Fire with Drago 75. That's little old me. I'll be hosting the first episode of Spitting Fire. And what's the topic for today, guys? Yeah, you guessed it. AI, artificial intelligence, man. And we're talking about how AI is going to be a game changer in 2025. So grab your headphones, settle in, because this is episode one of Spitting Fire. Let's go.
Welcome to Spitting Fire with Drago 75, the podcast where we turn up the heat on current events and the hottest trends sizzling across social media. We're here to shoot from the hip and tackle the topics that matter. No filters.
No filters.
No apologies.
No apologies.
From breaking news to viral sensations, we're diving deep into the conversations that everyone's buzzing about. So buckle up and get ready for some unfiltered discussions, a bit of adult language, and a whole lot of fire. Let's turn off the AC and get this fire started.
What's going on, guys? This is Drago 75. Talking to you, a new episode of Spitting Fire, episode one. Happy New Year, 2025. Jesus, and what a good way to start this new episode of Spitting Fire is something that's very in everybody's lips right now. Everybody's talking about this. You know, yes, you know, it's no secret. AI is making waves in various, in a lot of different industries, from healthcare, entertainment. It's something that's so big, that's really out there. A lot of people are using it now. But, I mean, what is it? What is AI? How is AI going to help us? You know, what is coming ahead of us in 2025, you know? I mean, what's there to look forward to? Is it going to be something totally different? Is it the rise of the machines? Are we finally going to get obsolete? That's what I'm thinking about. But, I mean, seriously, what is the big deal with AI? So let's just break it down, shall we? Now, let's talk about, look at the current landscape of AI, man. It's, how can I say, it's as of now, we are witnessing a rapid advancement in machine learning. You know, it's kind of scary. You know, natural language processing and computer vision, if you know what I mean. Companies like OpenAI, Google, Microsoft are all pushing the boundaries with this product, and that's what makes it smarter, I guess. It makes the product even more smarter and more influence to more people to want to use it now, even before. I mean, think about it. AI is already helping doctors diagnose faster. I mean, doesn't that scare you a little bit, guys? I mean, I'll tell you this much. If you have an appointment set up, I mean, how many of you go to your doctor's office and you set an appointment for 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, and you're sitting out there, you get there exactly at 9 o'clock, which is your appointment. It's what time you have to be there. But unfortunately, you don't get seen until about 9:30, 9:15, 9:45, sometimes even 10 o'clock. Maybe this AI will help pursue faster appointments. I don't know. But I mean, if you really dig into the future of this whole AI diagnosing patients already, it's kind of scary because, I mean, think about it. What are they going to have now? Little incubators inside. Doctor won't even be in town anymore. You'll probably get seen faster, more likely. I mean, walk-ins will be walk-ins, you know, they will be seen probably by the PA practitioners that are there. But doctors itself, I don't even think they'll be in the building when all this AI is being processed. It's probably going to be a video screen on the wall with a camera, and that's what's going to be weird, you know? I mean, think about it. You walk into a room, you know, it's 9 o'clock on the dot where your appointment is. You walk in, they sit you down in there, they lock the door, and a doctor appears on your computer screen right in front of you and says, hey, Mr. Smith, can you go ahead and get undressed into your skimpies there, into your your briefs and step into the incubator that's right in front of you, which is kind of going to look, I imagine it's going to be some sort of incubator that they use in the airport where they scan you and shit, you know, all that crap. You know, that'd be fucking crazy. They send you in there and he goes, all right, just stand still and we'll get right to it. And, you know, you're in there like a goddamn Hot Pocket in a fucking microwave waiting for the results to come out. And then about a minute in, ding, you're done. And you walk on out and doctor goes, all right, Mr. Smith, we know what's wrong with you. You have herpes. What the fuck? Are you kidding? Wait a minute. I came in for a cough. I had a cough. How the fuck did I get herpes? Well, you know, in the diagnosis or with the AI, letting knows you have herpes. Probably will eventually get gonorrhea in about a week. This is just all AI. This is not me. I mean, wait a minute. I'm paying for your judgment, not for this fucking computer to tell me what the fuck I have. I want you to tell me. I mean, it's not like, ever heard of bedside manner? Jesus Christ. This is something that's taught to doctors when they're becoming physicians into the field, to the medical field. But think about it, man. You're sitting in there, you're getting scanned, and you come out with some other disease that you might even have. It could have been simple. It was a sneeze or a cough, the common cold. End up walking out of there with herpes, gonorrhea, or, oh, shit, you know, other fucked up shit that you might even fucking know you had. Of course, diagnosis is going to be faster, but shit. I mean, you know, what's AI going to do? Call all your ex-girlfriends or all your ex-boyfriends? Let them know, hey, better get yourself checked. Mr. Smith got diagnosed with herpes. I mean, is that how advanced these fucking machines are going to be? Get out of here, man. And not only that, guys. I mean, some of this AI is also being used for legal research too, man, which is kind of interesting in a way. I mean, puts a lot of lawyers up against, well, easier for them to find a quick judgment on how to defend their defendant or whatever, judges to make their decisions whether guilty, not guilty. Hell, is it going to come to the point where maybe they're not going to need jurors anymore? It's going to be all AI to decide your fate, whether you're going to go to jail or be executed or get fined. I mean, really, it's getting really crazy out there. I mean, we're slowly losing human contact, man. Speaking to each other as we speak right now, as I'm doing this podcast, is a totally similar way to it. You know, back then in the 40s and the 50s and 60s, sorry, not go too far back. Well, maybe in the 40s, it was a lot of talk radio, chat radio, music, theater on radio. You know, not many people had TVs back in the day. It was all dependent on radio. And now some form of podcasting now has emerged from this. Now that people sit back and listen to podcasts now, and you know, well, you want to hear conversation, you know, you have so many variety of podcasts now that have changed the radio waves. Radio is slowly disappearing on us now. The live thing is all these apps now with Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google, and all these great areas where you can listen to the music you want to listen to. But not only that, if you're tired of listening to music, you can click into a podcast, click into a news. It's more of a selective thing now. I mean, you're not being told this is what it's not being told. Like, I'm not sure if you grew up in my generation when you got home from school, you know, you're hoping mom made something good for lunch or something to eat. You know, you're hoping for that meatloaf and it's liver. And you know what? This is what we're eating. This is what we're having. You're not going to eat. You don't want this. You're not eating. Now it's more of a selective thing. Slowly but surely, our generation is changing. You know, your baby boomers are slowly fading away. Your Gen Xers are getting older, and now your millennials, and your alphas are slowly taking over the world now. But that's a whole different other podcast. But I mean, if you think about it, like I said, legal research, that's great. And not only that, the creative arts also. You know, I have a lot of buddies that are musicians. They say it's a good or bad in a case scenario for music. Personally, I look at it as a helping system. Trying to write new music, not lyrically, but more write. Sometimes these AIs write up some great songs. I've seen where they've written great songs and people just get it, rearrange the words, and they make it their own. But the art of a musician now just speaking into a system, into a phone, into an iPad, into a computer, and asking it to make me a song about, I don't know, losing my girlfriend over a goat. I don't know. I'm just out there, you know, and for that to just to process that and give you a song with music behind that on top of the lyrics, and all you have to do is just go and rearrange it and make it your own. It's slowly losing the thought of imagination now. The thought of sitting back and, you know, writing deep within the heart, having, you know, it's weird. It's like having someone else think for you. You know, it's not thinking for yourself. We're slowly getting to the point of leaning towards this great movie called WALL-E, where the human race is all obese. They're all on air riding scooters. Everything's done by robots. And I feel that AI is just around the corner to do that for us already. We're going to get to the point where we just don't want to do anything, you know, and everything's going to be done by machines. We're losing ground on that, and that's kind of scary, man. And I just hope that it doesn't lead that far in advance. I mean, hats off to the people that live out in the woods, man. If you guys can hear this podcast, toodles to you for doing what you do, you know, learning how to survive in the world, you know, without the necessities of networking and all that stuff. But having a certain kind of connection to the world, listening to music or podcast or keeping up with news to see with current events, that's awesome, man. I tip my hat to you guys. But it's crazy. This AI is just moving so fast. It's hard for us to actually keep up with it. You know what I'm saying? So, but I mean, here's where it gets really interesting, guys. I mean, I was reading around the article. It says, let's make some predictions for 2025. Well, I believe I can see a few keys of trending of emerging for this. You know, it's a, you know, check this out. And I mean, just open your mind a little bit. Think about it. Let's go to La La Land. Ah, there it is. Let's go to La La Land and think about this for a minute. You know, think about you coming home from work. You know, imagine walking into your own home and your AI assistant knows exactly what everything you want. You know, everything from the temperature in your home to the music you love. You know, by 2025, these assistants will be integrated into our daily lives, making everything seamless. You know, you're walking into a house, you're after a long day's work, and you want something smooth, and your house automatically puts the temperature. They'd say it's a nice, well, I live down the RGV, so nice is like 80, 79 degrees. Let's just say maybe it was a hot one today. Let's say it's like about 98, 99 degrees, maybe 100 degrees outside. And you're walking into your home, and your AC turns on, Susie walks in, puts the temperature to 76, 75 degrees. And you're relaxed, and then your speakers turn on in your home if you're that far advanced. I'm talking about the future, guys. I'm talking about right now. No, I'm talking about right now. Cállate la boca. No, I'm serious. Be quiet. No, cállate. Shut up. No, but I'm saying that if you walk into your home and your AI automatically knows what you want when you walk in, just to set the mood to be less stressed from work. You know, give and take, maybe even work using AI already, you know, but that's a whole different story. But you come into your home, you sit down, you listen to good music, you know, and if you're single, you know, the darn house already made you a dinner, a microwave oven dinner or something. I don't know. You know, it's gotten to the point where it's gotten so advanced. This AI more than likely going to do that. What's going to happen when you go to bed? Are you going to have assistants going to sleep? What if you're in bed and there's a certain person that you really like and you're just too lazy to whack yourself off? What, the AI going to dish out something to come out of the bed and help you whack off at the same time? But I mean, can you imagine that as a teenager at a household growing up, your parents leave for the weekend, you know, and you decide to bring your girlfriend to your house for the first time because the parents are gone. And it has happened, you know, teenagers, they're throbbing hormones, especially guys and girls have it also, rise out of the occasion to the point where they want to do the nasty. And you head up and AI picks up when you walk in, you know, and first thing it's going to pick up is the guy. The hormones are raging out of the money because, you know, they're coming to the house. You know, he knows what he wants. He knows what he's trying to get. And all of a sudden they start playing porn music in the background when you walk into that door. You know, it sets the temperature down to 72 degrees, so it's nice and cold because you got to get under a blanket. And it sets that porn music on, lowers the lights. And then you say, let's watch TV. And AI turns on and puts a porn on TV. Talk about cock blocker 2025, don't you think? It's the truth, man. This AI, you know, it's getting to the point where it can go good, it can go bad. It's not everything is perfect in the world. Everything goes sideways in a blink of an eye. So I mean, also another thing, if you think about AI, also will revolutionize education. Education is a big picture here. It's a picture of a world, and, you know, learning how to tolerate with each student at pace style. You know, there's, you know, how that thing back in the early 90s, late 90s, where no child gets left behind. That was a bunch of bullshit. I've seen schools where, you know, all these kids never just pass them, get them through it, you know, and that it's sad. It's sad when that happens. But there are a couple of rotten apples in the school district system that do that are supposed to be placed there to teach these kids, and they end up just like, yeah, it is what it is. Just pass them, whatever. But think about it, you know, doing it from home, as far as school, you know, adaptive learning platforms. I mean, that will analyze the student's performance to adjust the context accordingly. This could help bridge an education gap. You know, this could be something where some kids that have disabilities, some kids that, you know, that are in the spectrum, some kids that are, you know, that are dyslexic, some kids are that are kind of hard for understanding, that need visual learning. You know, this is something that can really, really revolutionize education. I mean, not to say that we don't need teachers anymore. Teachers are great. There's some that are really good that will go all the way to teach you what you need to know. But sometimes there's a couple of students that just need a little bit more extra help. And sometimes the teacher itself, the system tends to, oh, well, we're going to place you somewhere over here. Oh, we're going to place you in this area. Oh, there's a class. Or no, at that point, that person doesn't, it feels like they're not accepted. They feel that they're not a part of the average. I'm going to use the average Joe scenario. You know, they're different. I hate that word. Different is so fucked up. But they're different, and we need to put him in a class where he will be able to flourish slowly to understand where. But yet these other kids that are running their course, they're doing their thing, they're more advanced. There's some that are, well, I hate the word gifted and talented. That's so fucked up. I hated that fucking word growing up. Gifted and talented, get the fuck out of my face. You know, you're just smarter. Just put it that you're smarter than I am. That gifted and talented, fuck you, go fuck yourself. But my point is that if there's an education system just like this, the AI can actually help improve, that'd be great. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, AI can only do so much. And now, parents, don't believe AI is going to be it's going to be teaching your kid. But on top of that, you got to be a parent. You got to also show them the wills of surviving in this world. Also, don't expect AI to do everything for you. You know, that's something that we got to understand in our back pocket to say, you know what, I can't lean it, because let me think about it. You know, some of our, I'm guilty as charged. Gen Xers, man, we've had our kids, we grow in the, you know, some a little earlier than others, and back then it was the DVD or the DVR that would record those certain shows. And you need to do something, you would turn on the program, sit their kid right in front of the TV, and be about your way. Even happened in the late 90s also. You know, don't go that far, but the VCR, the DVD, the DVR was the babysitter. You know, it's for us to do what we need to do to get taken care of. Now, it's called about making time for your kids, so don't expect AI to give you that time. that it needs, because eventually this kid will get education enough saying, you know, from the AI and tell you back, where were you in my life? That's something you don't want. So, like I said, AI can be good or bad. And I mean, also, I mean, like I said, going back to the healthcare thing, I mean, we've all seen AI, AI's drives in diagnosing a lot of stuff. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I know I was making fun of that about the whole herpes thing, but can you imagine it, that predicting the health issues before they arise? And that's something that's true. I mean, think about it. I mean, this is a proactive approach to how it could lead to longer and healthier lives. And it's the truth, but we have to know how to use it. You know, you go in and it could probably catch cancer in an early stage. You could probably catch Parkinson's disease, you know, in an early stage, and so on and so forth. You know, imagine instead of, in a women's perspective, going to the OGBYN and getting checked when you're pregnant, and they're doing all this stuff. And, you know, now it's just a simple scan to see if your baby's coming out fine, if it's healthy, if there's anything else you need for this child to grow into a healthy fetus, out of you when it's born. You know, there's so many pros to it and so many cons, you know, of the AI. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, one of the cons also, I mean, is some of his job related. You know, while some jobs may disappear, you know, like your average what's called cashier at the grocery market. Now you can go now. You got fast checkouts where you go and do it yourself, right? You go out there and do it yourself. I mean, yeah, you're still doing it yourself, but that machine is scanning everything you're taking and it's charging you. Other than the cashiers that go out there, they go one by one, one by one. But at the same time, who doesn't like a friendly conversation while you're shopping? You know, some people just want to buy their shit and get out. You know, they don't want to deal with people. I totally understand that. Sometimes I'm like that. Sometimes after a long day, you know, you want to go grocery shopping, you go to the cashier and there's someone that tells you, how's your day going? They go, no, it's going okay. That's good. That's good. You find everything you need, you know, stuff like that. Even when you get home to your wife or to your loved ones, you know, that's something you need. That's human contact, people, you know. But as far as jobs, you know, they may disappear slowly as far as, you know, the regular human. You remember your accountant that would do all the, be back there doing numbers, you know, everything was done by hand, you know, it's slowly changing because of computers these years. But now AI completely may be disappearing jobs, but new roles will emerge that we can't even imagine right now. AI will be a tool to enhance human capabilities rather than replacing them, you know. Maybe a single AI for each person when they go into a workplace to help them do what they got to do. You know, it's something different, you know, but like I said, it can go a lot of ways. Like one great person said, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. Well, Uncle Ben, I think is a big someone very big in my world, especially in the Marvel universe. But I mean, think about it, the AI can go in different way. I mean, us as a human race towards 2025, we must consider the responsibilities of AI, you know, issues like data privacy, you know, job displacement, you know, crucial conversations that we love to have. You know, AI can change it into different areas. It can only be good for good. You can also use it for evil. You know, we just have to be very, very careful how we use it, you know. But if you think about it, it's vital that we create regulations to, you know, that ensures AI's benefits to everyone, not just a selective few. You know, the tech community, government, and civil society, you know, they gotta learn how to collaborate, you know, to find the right guidelines that, you know, prioritize, you know, ethical stuff, you know, in order for AI to develop, You know, you can't have AI running around just, you know, getting people in trouble. You know, you got to know how to. Can you imagine that, man? Because you're out and about with your boys, and then, you know, everybody likes to post up social media, and then all of a sudden you get home, and there's a video on there. You at some, I don't know, bachelorette party you're not supposed to be at, or a bachelor party you're not supposed to be at, and you know where you're at, and you're telling the truth, and all of a sudden AI just comes up with some video and you dancing the night away with some stripper. I mean, what the fuck? And go, hey, that baby, that's not me. That's you. Look at you. You're on the phone, baby. Baby, that ain't me. They go, that wasn't me. I was with the boys. Your boys are gonna cover everything you say. No, baby, it's not me. That's not me. I got proof, you know. And then you have to go really into the detail to find when it was made, when it was created, who posted it, and you know, if it's on your account, you're fucked. You're fucked. But you know, society nowadays, you know, for it to be, you know, like I said, used for good or evil, I've seen a couple of AIs already on a lot of social medias that really, really hit the curve really strong as far as like racism, you know, and a lot of the Associated Press uses a lot, man. You know, media nowadays is like you can't take what you watch. Sometimes what you hear, if you're listening to this podcast, you can't take everything I'm saying seriously. It goes, oh, he's just blowing hot air. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Yeah, but it's a freedom of opinion. But I'm not twisting the truth. Some medias, news medias that have been caught that change the truth in a lot of shit. You know, you can, and news changes when you talk about it. You know, I mean, think about it. They've done a social experiment where they put 20 people in line. And they say something, you know, the girl in the front has a pretty shirt. And they say the girl in the front has a pretty shirt. And it goes by the fifth person, hey, that girl in the red shirt, she's fucking hot. Oh, my God. By the ninth, by the 12th person, that girl in the red shirt, she's a fucking slut. And then by the end, it goes, oh, by the last person, what did it say? He said you had like with sex with like 30 people in one night and it's on viral Pornhub. What the fuck? How the hell did that, you know what I mean? It excels from something so small to something big. I guess that's what they're called, tall tales. I mean, growing up, that, you know, if you're in my era, you know what I'm talking about. But there's a lot of people that stretch the truth about that. And AI, I think, could be one that maybe going the wrong route at for some point. But you know, that's only for us time to tell. So I mean, let's check this out. Let's look at the highlights of some real applications of AI that already paved the way for the future. All right. Now farmers are using AI to analyze crop health. I mean, optimize yields, you know, assuring food security for growth of the population. which is pretty cool. We need a lot of that. I mean, that's something prior to the human race. We need to know how our crop is growing. We need our food, you know, as far as, you know, assuring the food. Also, what amount of food should be sent to certain cities, certain states here in the U.S. Even the world or the countries. You know, this is something that we need to analyze, because sometimes, you know, we have food and there's a lot of food out there that's on the shelves at the supermarket that have been there for over 5 months, 6 months, past due date, you know, and it never moves. It's just a waste of food. You know, it's something that we need to slowly, I guess, watch. I mean, wasting food so much. I know the whole point of recycling. You can take it back, dump it, cramp it up into soil and make food again. Yeah, I understand the recycling process, but why are we over stocking our vegetables, our fruits, if it's not getting sold, most of it goes spoiled. You know, it's pretty sad thinking about that, and having this keeping an eye on our food security, you know, and how it's growing or how it's deceasing, you know, escalating or de-escalating. You know, it's something that we got to keep an eye on. You know, as far as like cities, also there's also cities that have been using AI. Have you heard about this? You know, there's cities that are in the area here in the States, even around the world, the AI is being integrated into the urban planning of creating smarter and more efficient cities, from traffic management to energy settings, and also and also a lot of other things. You know, the possibilities are endless. Can you imagine? I mean, we've heard already where Elon wants to make his own city, probably based all on AI. And it's kind of interesting, which comes to the homes that we talked about earlier, walking into a home, knowing, feeling what you seeing or scanning you on as far as how, what condition you're in, what temperature the house should be, what music to relax you, de-stress you. You know, it's cities like that. I would love to check out a city like that. That's all based on AI. Can you imagine? I mean, just like what I told you earlier, we're slowly moving into the era of WALL-E, the movie WALL-E from Great Disney itself. You know, you look at that, all these obese people rolling around these air scooters, eating, sleeping. They don't lift a finger, guys. They don't lift a finger. AI takes care of it straight through. You're basically no longer taking orders from the government. You're taking orders from a fucking computer. It's fucking nuts. If you really think about it, it's fucking nuts. You know, and it's to the point where we're getting lazier. He goes, yeah, maybe this AI city would be pretty cool. It would be pretty cool, but you can think about it. You think about it, you go into a restaurant, he goes, AI, what would you like to order? Let me have a cheeseburger with some fries, and let me have a sweet tea right next to it. That'd be good. It scans you, so you know, you fat ass, what you're gonna get is a salad, a soup, and a salad, a soup. You know what? Fuck your tea. We're gonna give you green tea, so you're gonna lose some of that fucking weight, fat ass. You know. You know, and that might be the area. Or maybe it'll just feed you something even better to get you chunkier and bigger because you need more of the AI support. You know, it can go right. It can go wrong. It goes either way. Then you consider that AI also, you know, it's a lot easier to get catfish now. You know, a lot of guys use it. I'm not going to, sorry, fellas. I'll say it. There's a lot of guys out there that use the AI to sharpen their self up, sharper look. Better cheek, jawline, nice beard, clean shaved beard, you know, have the set of the brown eyes, the nice green eyes, tan complected, the nice black hair or brown hair, slick back, maybe to a ponytail. And then when all the AI is removed, you're just some fat guy with bald headed with toothless and can't even grow a patch of beard. I mean, ladies, I've seen so many filters on women that are out there that use the same shit. And don't be saying, no, well, not me. You might be the number one that does it. You might be the number one that does it. Because it's true, man. AI has simplified us as far as social media to look like things are. We have things better than what we should. I'm not sure if that makes sense. In other words, like you drive a decent car. You know, a decent car is, you drive a Honda Accord 2024-23, and it's nice. I'm not really a big car guy, but a 2024, but online, you're driving a hot Corvette, you're driving a Ferrari, you got this Benz, you have a fucking Audi. It's the fantasy of having these things, and you don't. You know, it may look good online, but up close and personal, it's a total different story. You know, this so goes to the same change, the terms it says, never judge a book by its cover. You know, that's what social media has done now. That is the cover every book. It's until you dip in to read the pages is when you realize, man, this person's full of shit. You know, this guy's full of shit, and he doesn't own this. He doesn't have that, blah, 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 blah. He says he's taking trips around the world. That's bullshit. anybody could put on there on social media. Goes, I was over in Japan yesterday checking out some go-go dancers at a club. It was amazing. And he goes, where's the pictures? Here come the AI pictures. You at a club taking pictures, and there's go-go dancers dancing in a cage in Japan. Bro, this is it's easily catfished now. It's something that we cannot get away from anymore. It's everything's so far advanced into the future. We're there. We're in the brim to the point where where every single one of us is not. It's harder and harder for us to be real with each other. You know? Yeah. Cool. There's so many things. Well, we can't be real because people's feelings get hurt, bro. I understand that. Yeah, and I know it's wrong to hurt each other's feelings. I do, but sometimes, I mean, it's the whole point of the show. If you're speaking your opinion, and this is what your beliefs are, this is what you believe is supposed to be going on, you're spitting fire right there, and people just don't like it. You know why? Because they're not accumulated to what your opinions are at. You know, you can't please everybody. You can't. If you're trying, you're going to die sooner than you think because you cannot please everybody. You got to let go of that slack a little bit, you know, and say, all right, yeah. And people are afraid to laugh nowadays. You know, but, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy how so many things, AI has opened so many doors now that, you know, as far as being catfished, as far as not being real, as far as, you know, It's a can of worms, guys, that it's hard to really go. But now there are also good things about it, you know, as far as, you know, entertainment wise. I mean, think about it. Netflix and Spotify. Shout out to Spotify for having my podcast using AI algorithms, you know, to recommend content, you know, tailored just for you. I mean, it's a personalized experience. You know, would only make it better. So if you're listening to, give or take, let's say you're listening to Iron Maiden, you know, you're a big Iron Maiden fan. Oh my God, you got all this new crap that's out there. It sucks. Nothing's like the Maiden, whatever. And then all of a sudden you get AI say, you know what? Check this out. You might be interested in this. And all of a sudden you put on some new music from Thailand. And holy shit, it's fucking amazing. Go, where the fuck was this at? How come I never heard this crap? God damn, this is fucking awesome. You know, it's personalization like that. I remember one, there used to be a one system. It was the smart TV. I forgot the name of the darn. It was a box that was released for a DirecTV a long time ago. And those of you listening, if you want to comment and give me the answers to some of my questions, I think it was called TiVo. It was TiVo back in the day. I think it was in the early 2000s, I believe. TiVo, this is when DVRs were barely coming into. Instead of putting your cassette, your VCR cassette, and recording your programs, now you had these DVRs that could do it for you. But TiVo was so already advanced, already AI advanced, you would watch a show. So like you say, you saw a show about serial killers, okay? And it was something you like. It would ask you at the very end, do you like this? Yeah, you would click on it. By the time you know it, the following day, you had like 9 different shows that had something to do with serial killers or documentaries of serial killers. I'm like, wow. Or it would give you a murder mystery, not about a serial killer, but about something else that happened in a different genre of a crime. And, you know, this was in the early 2000s, guys. AI was already slowly coming into play with a box you had already called TiVo. If you have TiVo, you understand. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit me up at SF Sam Frank. sf.dragon75@gmail.com. You know, head out there and tell me what you think about the pod, or you have a question or a comment, throw it out there. But TiVo was the shit back in the day. You know, that was like one of the, I believe, maybe if I'm wrong, toss it out there. TiVo was like the first AI. If you think about it, it was a simple box. You know, you would watch TV and it would suggest programming for you. I remember at the time my wife and I really got married, and I was watching I was watching a football game, I think it was. I was watching the home team play, and it asked me, do you like programs? Well, I'm thinking programs like this, NFL. Yeah, shit. I'm a big fan of it. So I pushed yes. And the following morning when I wake up to go watch my morning TV, sure enough, it gives me programs of all my local teams, documentaries of the game, history of the game, past games that I might be interested. I was like, wow, this is amazing. This is fucking amazing. How it selected all these things for me. And I try to go through every one of them, and I would delete them. And did you like this? No. Did you like this? No, no, no. I would no all the way down until I find another one that was a documentary of a football player. And I put like, and then it gave me the following day. It would think in the following day, it goes, you might be like a documentary on this or this or the, and it would carry on. It would take you into a rabbit hole, man. And, you know, it would take you so far deep. You're like, damn, how did I get here? You know, and this is all AI. This is what makes it really interesting. It opens up your mind to that. Like I said, AI can be used for good and for bad. But, you know, it all goes either way. You have to be willing to accept it. I mean, being a baby boomer, some of the baby boomers, if you are listening, I know it's hard to understand. I mean, I see it in my parents every day where they don't understand how to set up a phone, send a text. You know, I like that. What's that item right there that I want to get? And you have to take them step by step. Well, mom, if you like this item, you can easily take a picture through Google, click on it. And the AI will look for it for you, or the engine will look for it for you, and it'll tell you where it's available, where you can buy it, or where you can order it. And he goes, all that on my phone, all that on your phone, mom. Well, I'll be damned. Yeah, it gives you so much shit that you can use for it. And I mean, all I can say is that, guys, AI is the future. Who knows what 2025 brings with this new AI that's coming in. All these new programs are coming in for AI, you know, and I went around the streets asking people about what their thoughts about AI, whether they're for or against. But before I get into it, let's have a podcast station identification. Here we go.
You're listening to Spittin' Fire with Drago 75, where we take on the hottest topics and current events with no filter. Get ready for some real talk and unfiltered opinions. Adult language is advised. So buckle up. And remember, mama never needs to know.
Not unless you're Hispanic, you'll get the chancla, bro. If you know what that is in English, that's the sandal. If you know a Latina woman, she knows how to use one. But anyways, guys, I'm going to smack right in the fucking back of the head. But I did go around asking a couple people, I mean, as far as AI was, girl, what were your thoughts? What's your thoughts on AI? And you think it's going to be a game changer for 2025? I mean, guys, if you want to have your comments said also, like I said, jot down this. It's S and Sam, F as in Frank, dot dragon75@gmail.com. That's S as in Sam, F as in Frank, dot dragon75@gmail.com. Send your comments, man, or questions or ideas for the next show. If you have an idea, we can go and talk it over and we'll try to put it on the show for you. But like I said, I went out and asked around, you know, hey man, what are your thoughts on AI? Are you for or against it? I mean, what are your thoughts for the upcoming future? So here's a young gentleman here. I got three people that are on here that I recorded. So check it out. The first one was Skippy. I'm changing the names. I'm going to put their actual names. But Skippy here gave me a quick and short answer. Here we go, Skip. What do you think?
For the AI, I'm against it. Reason being? I would say because it takes a lot away from our everyday life, I guess. to be honest with you. Meaning we can't really do shit. We have everything working for us now versus us really breaking our heads to actually get involved in the situation or life, whatever you're doing, dealing with.
You see, and those are the thoughts. It's true what he says. You know, like what I tell you about the human experience, you know, it's slowly dying. It's slowly dying to the point where even dating itself, when nowadays it's all through your social media. Oh, this chick that I saw, until she wants to hook up, blah, blah, blah. And then you meet them, you're like, oh, man, she's like six kids, you know, by goddamn, bro, she's like overweight. You know, I'm not to say there's anything wrong with that. It's just saying that, you know, you shouldn't catfish yourself out there. Like I said, living a fairy tale online, and it's not actually true in real life. You know, and it goes same thing for the ladies, man. For the guys, there's some guys, oh, yeah, now I got a great job. I got all these cars, this and that, but he lives home with mama. You know, or he has like seven kids with three different women. The baggage, you don't know what the baggage is. You don't know what to expect. Be truthful. Be out there. Say it. Stop lying. You know, and AI helps you lie all that shit. You know, sometimes it's conversations that you're trying to have a job application, job interviews now. I mean, application itself, you can ask AI, hey, I'm definitely a job interview. What should I say in a job interview? And it takes you step by step. Takes step by step to one ask, you know. And it gets more interesting on some of these, this other next person that I call him the stoner, because I asked him about AI. He was like, bro, he's like, pass me a blunt, bro. He didn't know what to say, but here's the stoner. Check it out.
I guess for it, I don't know. Is it going to, I don't know, I guess push us more to the future?
You see, that's somebody that's like, well, yeah, man, as long as it doesn't fuck with my weed. And don't fuck with my weed, man. But I think AI will take us to the future. Hey, man, they might make an AI bong. Are you serious? this is the future of America, people. This is the future of America. Oh my God, it scares me in a weird way. I'm getting older, man. I'm rounding midlife already. Midlife, you know, I'm almost on top of that hill. And to hear stuff like that, you know, it kind of scares me. It kind of scares me a little bit, you know. People that are not informed with that, they feel that, oh well, if it doesn't affect me, I got nothing in front. Bro, it's gonna affect all of us in the near future. Hell, it might affect the job you got right now. But I mean, and as far as affecting people, and this young lady that I got the very end, I call her Flo because she flowed with it real quick. And she admits it herself. Check it out. Here we go.
I mean, it's not black and white, because there's some, you know, advantages, benefits to it. But then, you know, in the long run, I think eventually it will lead to, you know, less intelligent students, dependent people who become dependent on it, especially for like work. I mean, I'm guilty of it as well, right? So I'm a victim of it. And then, I mean, I think overall it is a little bit negative when I think about it like that.
You see, when you admit to your mistakes, you finally realize, you know what, you know, right, it works, but like it has its consequences. You know, it has its consequences. It's like making your own hot tub. So I'm gonna build myself a hot tub. You know, I'm gonna dig a hole down there and give about at least two feet of space, and then put some logs on the top of that, and I'll put a steel pan or like an iron tub around it. You know, but it'll be safe. Trust me, it's gonna be safe. I'll put some rubbering inside the steel can, and then what we'll do is we'll put gasoline in the bottom, light her up, let it burn, pour water in there, and you got yourself a jacuzzi. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? He goes, don't explain about the bubbles, because you're already going to be bubbling up yourself, make a human stew while you're there. I mean, it's a great idea, but there are consequences on the way doing that. AI has really thrown a wrench in the human thinking. The people that made AI, I mean, you can say that they are the lords of the world right now. They are the efficient God. I hate to put it out there like that. No disrespect to any religion out there, but they are the God, the modern God right now for making this AI. It could be used for good. It could be used for bad. I mean, it can go either way, guys. It all depends how you extinguish or distinguish AI, however you're going to use it. It all tells you. But reflecting back to everything I said, you know, just to wrap up this episode, man, because we're going about 50 minutes already of rant, of spitting fire with me here. And I know I didn't release that much adult language, like fuck, shit, asshole, anything like that, but well, that'll probably make time for it. But as we wrap up today's first episode, by the way, if you are listening to the episode, oh, I guess there isn't anybody. Well, if they are, either way, thank you so much for listening to the first ever episode of Spitting Fire with Drago 75. I appreciate you, man. It's great. Love the support. If you are supporting the podcast, thank you. Following, thank you so much. But to wrap up today's episode, man, it's clear that AI has a potential to reshape the world. Not only that, to reshape our lives. I mean, it's something that's going to change us in a different way. I'm hoping for the better. I mean, the key is to be, is to try to harness, I guess, try to like control the power, responsibility, and ensure that it serves humanity, and not the other way around. You know, as far as the world taking over us, I guess, if you want to say that. But you know, it's crazy, guys. It's crazy. Just think about it. Bring this up on the water cooler at your job, man. Ask around, man. What's your thoughts about AI? I mean, that'd be a great, interesting conversation. You know, some people are gonna say, "What? Yeah, guess pinche AI again." Because AI, man, artificial intelligence. Ah, la chingada, Terminator. No. Well, maybe in one day. But I mean, all I can say, guys, I encourage you to stay informed, engage the conversation about it, you know, about AI, and be proactive in shaping the future that might benefit everybody, man. First of all, I want to say thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning into Spin Fire with Drago 75. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. You have a chance, listen to my podcast here. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Join me next week for another episode of maybe a great topic, hot topic. Next one, be based on, I don't know, little people. Are they accessories, or they're just here to make us smile? Until then, if your opinions are offending somebody, you might be spitting fire. Later, man.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Spitting Fire with Drago 75. We hope you enjoyed our no-holds-barred take on the latest events and social media buzz. Remember, this podcast is all about keeping it real and speaking your mind. So don't forget to share your thoughts and keep the conversation going. If you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us. Join us next time as we dive back into the flames of what's hot and happening. Until then, stay bold, stay informed, and keep spitting fire.